Question is, though, I understand. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That is Eichel at Tzias Mitzrayim. How on earth is Rosh Hashanah, which commemorates the creation of humanity, the day of Nasa Adam, how's that Zeichel at Tzias Mitzrayim? So when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah tells us, you should remember, you were slaves in Egypt, and Rashi says, Almanaskem Padacha, I redeemed you from Mitzrayim in order that you should be servants to me and keep my mitzvahs. Why specifically Shabbos, over and above all the other nations? Because of Kodesh Baruch Hu, our king is not like a human king. When it comes to Basav Adam, someone that redeems a slave from his master, certainly turns that slave into his own slave. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mitzrayim, where we worked back-breaking labor and turned us into servants without malacha. The opposite. What did he say? Take a day off. You'll be my slaves, you'll be my servants. Yeah, but you're not going to have to work hard. And in fact, I'm going to give you a day off a week. And in taking a day off of Shabbos or Yom Tov, you'll be my slaves, you'll be my servants. And therefore, every single Yom Tov is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shavuos and whatever else. What's the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim? The Shvisa Mimalacha, the fact that we don't go to work on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and on Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos and whatever else, that shows us that we are Ovdei Hashem. When we rejoice in the mitzvah of Shvisa Mimalacha, of not doing Malacha on these holy days, we get Tzchar. In doing so, we recall the Chesed of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we were redeemed from this servitude, from this slavery of backbreaking labor. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to be Ovdei Hashem, to make His name great, to bear testimony to Him in this world. But one of the major ways we do that is through keeping Shabbos and Yom Tov. And every single Shabbos and every single Yom Tov, regardless of what the official reason for that Yom Tov is, what it's commemorating is part of that picture. Whenever we refrain from Malacha because Hashem said so, we show that we are His Avadim, and that He took us out of Mitzrayim for this purpose. So yes, it's Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, that we should be Shoves Mimalacha. We should down tools. Stop creating. Make space for Him in our lives. Connect to Him on these Mayadim. And that's Avdus. It's an Avdus where we put the spiritual over the physical. We're able to let the physical world carry on without us. Because there's none as free as someone who's a slave to the truth. This is the Emes. This is what it's all about. So yeah, even the Rosh Hashanah, that which we commemorate, predates Yetzias Mitzrayim by almost 2,500 years. It too is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's what we're giving testimony to when we refrain from Malacha.